This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Jen Graham is our producer back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the top row as we have the starting lineups being announced now for the Southwestern Piesaw Birds of Coach Jason Darr. They'll come in with a 5-7 record tonight. They'll start a 6'1 junior, Jonathan Watson, a 6-foot sophomore, Brady Salzman, 5'9 senior, E.J. Call, a 6'4 sophomore, Addis Moore, and a 5'9 senior, Ryan Hanslow. So it'll be Watson, Salzman, Call, Moore, and Hanslow starting for Coach Jason Darr and the Piesaw Birds, who come off of a 50-41 victory over East Galton Wood River last Wednesday. They were tied at 28 after three, but the Piesaw Birds opened up a 9-point win. For the Hillsboro Hilltoppers of Coach Joe Vanzel, they'll come into tonight's contest at a 7-6 mark. A 6'2 senior, Landon Carroll. A 6'1 junior, Nick Andre. 6'2 sophomore, Jace Teakin. 6-foot senior, Keaton Prook. And a 6'4 senior, Jordan Gregg. So it'll be Carroll and Andre, Teakin, Prook, and Gregg starting for Coach Joe Vanzel. The tip goes up, and it's going to be won by the Toppers. They'll be heading from left to right. Take the ball down will be Nick Andre. Andre will kick it back up top to Teakin. Teakin to Pruitt. Pruitt over on the right side. They'll reverse the ball to the opposite side to Teakin. Now up top it'll go to Pruitt. Pruitt will look around and find Andre over on the right side. Playing against the Piesaw Birds zone defense, they'll turn and shoot, and it'll be Jordan Gregg getting the first bucket of the night. He simply posted up just inside the free throw line, turned, squared, and scored. Now Watson with the ball to the elbow. He'll kick it off to Salzman going down the side of the lane. Salzman mishandles the ball and creates turnover number one. Slipped out of his hands after he picked up his dribble. The double dribble will be turnover number one for the Piesaw Birds. Teakin will bring the ball down the floor. Over on the wing, it'll go to Gregg. He'll swing it back up top to Carroll. Carroll over to the right side to Teakin. Inside, they'll go to Gregg. Oh, nice move by Gregg as he simply powered himself up between two Piesaw Birds. They had him sandwiched, but the 6'4 senior picks up his fourth point of the game. 1 minute in, 4-0, Hillsboro with the lead. Watson with a shot from the free throw line. Too long, too strong. Toppers come away with it. Quick pass down the other end goes to Pruitt. His shot is up and in. Keaton Pruitt with his first 2 points makes it a 6-0 game as the Toppers appear to be hitting on all cylinders here in the early going. Piesaw Birds still looking for their first basket. Addis Moore with his first touch of the game gives off to Hanslow. Hanslow to Call. Call loses the handle. It goes into the backcourt. It'll be turnover number two against the Piesaw Birds. Two unforced errors. Gives the ball back to the Toppers. 6:25 to go. Quarter number one. 6-0. Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Teakin out front. This is the Piesaw Birds setting up in a 2-3 now. Toppers will swing wingmen over to the opposite side and through the old Tennessee offense we used to call it. Now, a dribble mistake there by the Toppers, and Call comes up with a steal. He'll go the other way and be fouled as he goes up for the shot. This one will go against Landon Carroll. It'll be our first foul of the game. They said they found him on the floor before he got into shooting mode, so it'll be the Piesaw Birds ball under their own basket. Ryan Hanslow to do the honors. He'll get it in to Moore for three. Nope. Caught the closer iron and came popping off, and Toppers come away with the rebound. Now a miscue and a mishandled pass in the corner will be turnover number two for Hillsboro. So each team with two turnovers here in the early going, both of them unforced errors for both teams. Call will now walk the ball up the floor, gets across the midcourt line, gets a screen from Hanslow, tries to drive down the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Moore. Moore will penetrate, kick it off to Hanslow, looked at a three and decided to give it up to Call, who'll fire from the head of the key. It won't go, but Watson comes up with the rebound. Now it's Moore for three, bottom of the net. Addis Moore way outside over on the left side. Back the other way, Toppers go to the hole with success, as it is Landon Carroll who simply drove in front of the rim, went around on the backside, put it off the glass and in. His first 2 points makes it 8-3 in favor of HHS. Call with the ball between the circles. as we approach the five-minute mark of the first quarter. He'll drive, stop, wanted to pop, had it deflected, got the ball back. This shot will not go. Tekin comes up with a rebound. Away go the Toppers, decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numeral, orange and black trim. Piasaw Birds decked out in their Kelly green with the white numerals and gold and white trim. Tekin will set things up at the 440 mark of the first quarter. Into Greg. Oh, he had his man on his shoulder. He'll spin and take the back to the basket, and his turnaround jumper's good. He has six. Toppers have 10. They lead 10-3. Piasaw Birds need a timeout. 4:36 to go, first quarter. 10-3 Hillsboro. Back after these messages on WSMI. Coach Jason Darr, not wanting this one to get away from him too soon, calls the early timeout. Piasaw Birds talk things over, and they'll walk the ball down the floor. 4:30 to go, first quarter. 10-3, Toppers with the lead, Birds with the ball. Hands low between the circles, holds it high over his head. Now he'll take a couple dribbles over to the left side, dish it off to Watson. Watson almost lost it, but he regains. And he'll take it over to the right side and give it off to Call. Call looking for Salzman, coming around on the screen. It's not there, so he'll dish it off to Hanslow. Hanslow with a little dribble drive will give it off to Moore. Moore stumbles, but he gets it off to Call before he falls. Call's shot comes up short, coming out of the rebound. Nick Andre, he's going to go coast to coast, put it up with the left hand. It won't go. Salzman comes up with the rebound for the green and gold. 3:50 to go, third quarter, still 10-3. Moore trying to get a second three. He gets bottom of the net. So the Piasaw Birds have two field goals in the first quarter, both of them from Addis Moore, both of them from three-point range. Makes it 10-6. They'll set back in their defense, 2-3 zone, as Tekin was going to evaluate the situation out between the circles. He'll now wait for the wings to cut, then give the ball off to Pruitt. Pruitt goes in the corner to Carroll, and it'll come back up, and they'll swing it all the way back around. It's the four out, one in. You can guess the one guy that's in. That's Greg. Now the backdoor pass is a little bit too high. Deflected. They're going to say last touched by the Toppers, and it'll go back over to the Piasaw Birds. Shall we say 50% of the fans agreed with that call? 50% did not. I'll let you decide which is which. In any event, the Piasaw Birds trailing by four. Set the offense up with Addis Moore to the head of the key. Thought about a three. He's already got two of those in the first quarter. That accounts for the Piasaw Birds offense. Give him bottom of the net one more time. This time he comes over on the left corner, deep in the corner, fires his third tray of the night, and the Piasaw Birds are back to within one. It's 10-9. As the Toppers going to set the offense up, they'll go inside, giving it off to Andre. His shot rolls around, won't go down. Watson comes away with the rebound for the Piasaw Birds. Quick pass to Call. Call's going to penetrate and then go back out top to Watson. To Salzman, over on the far corner. His shot will not go. And Tekin comes away with the rebound. Fires it off to Carroll. His baseline jumper will not go. Moore comes up with the rebound. 2:10 to go. As Moore brings the ball up the floor. He's being guarded by Nick Andre. Moore's going to try give and go. And going to be called for the foul as Addis Moore, as he was trying to create some space. And in football, you might call that the forearm shiver. In basketball, you call it a personal foul. Moore picks up his first. We head to the two-minute mark. 10-9. Toppers with the lead. Toppers with the ball. Over on the wing it goes to Carroll. Carroll comes back up top with it between the circles. Little dribble drive as he gives off to Pruitt. Pruitt wearing those long sleeves gives it off to Tekin. Baseline jumper, left side, no good. Salzman comes up with a rebound. Brady, a 6-foot sophomore, post up inside there, got good position. Moore for three, bottom of the net. Well, the Piasaw Birds have one guy scoring, and that's Addis Moore. As we said, he's the only one averaging in double figures. He's already there tonight in the first quarter. And Southwestern has taken a 12-10 lead. 1:23 to go in the first quarter. Over on the wing, it's Pruitt. He'll swing it around to Tekin. Tekin back up top to Pruitt. They'll play a little catch from side to side. Back it goes to the middle. Then down in the corner, shots up and good. It's a three-point shot just into the ball game is Jude Bertolino, and he drains the tray, giving him his first points of the game. And now It is Salzman at the other end. His shot will not go. And Hanslow gets the rebound. He'll go to the basket, and he'll get called for the charging foul. So Hanslow's going to draw the foul. That will be his second. It'll also go as a turnover on the Paisaw Birds, their third. So with the Toppers leading 13-12 and 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter, they'll bring it down and see what they can do with the offense. What they'll do is go back to bread and butter, and that would be Jordan Gregg as the lead lob finds him right in front of the basket. He makes the easy shot. And that increases the Topper lead to 3. 15-12, Hanslow with the ball to Call over on the left side. Up top to Moore. Moore, who has all the Paisaw Birds points, to Hanslow. His three comes up short. Coming up on the rebound is Gavin Matush. Matush gets the rebound, and he's pushed in the process. And that'll be personal foul number 1 on Brady Salzman. Salzman will pick up the foul. Carroll will get a break as he will be replaced by Nick Andre. Also in there, Gavin Matush, as we said earlier, and Keaton Pruitt. And the shot's up on the buzzer, and it's no good as the Toppers played for the final shot. They couldn't get it to go, but after one, it is Hillsboro 15, Southwestern 12. We'll be back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. We're having a big time at the Big House tonight, as this is our final game of the evening. It's a championship semifinal, and after one quarter play, Hillsboro with a 15-12 lead over Southwestern. Southwestern will get the ball to start the second quarter. Hanslow thought about a three at the head of the key, comes up a little bit short. Andre comes away with the rebound for HHS. He'll give it off to Pruitt. Pruitt standing between the circles. Dishes off to Jude Bertolino. Bertolino's over on the right wing. They'll reverse it back around, looking to see if they can get the ball inside to Gregg. Not there, so they'll fight for the rebound on a missed shot, and the Paisaw Birds will come away with it. Addis Moore with good hustle, saves that one, gets it back in to E.J. Call. Call at the other end, now going to fire a three. It comes up short. Fighting for the rebound, they're going to say it goes out of bounds, last touched by the Toppers. Salzman will get a break, as Noah Garner will come in for Coach Jason Darr and the Paisaw Birds. Hanslow to trigger, inbounds. It comes under the basket to Garner, now to Call. Call will back things out and set things up. He's got Watson on the left wing. He'll give the ball to him. Moore's going to cut through the middle. He's being guarded by Andre, and he'll go back up top to Hanslow. Backdoor cutter wasn't open, so Hanslow reverses it back to Watson. Watson goes into traffic, probably shouldn't have made that drive, gets it off to Call, Call to Garner. Garner has that one between the knees, but he's able to recover, give the ball off to Moore. Moore is shut down by Pruitt. He'll give the ball up. Topper's playing some very good, aggressive man-to-man defense against the green and gold. Garner with the ball over on the left wing, gives it off to Moore. Moore being guarded by Pruitt, not getting those open looks that he had in the first quarter. Now Call's going to drive the lane up, and good. E.J. Call with his first 2 points, a little running one-hander from about 10 feet out over on the right side. Back the other way, it's Bertolino's shot. Comes up a little long. Moore comes up with the rebound. Paisaw Birds heading north, or as we look down on the game, from our right to our left. Garner dribbles out to the head of the key, look for Call cutting back door. He wasn't open, so he'll give it up to Watson. Watson will set the offense up. He's got Hanslow as his point man. Hanslow setting the post at the head of the key, give it off to Moore. Moore's three-pointer comes up way short. Andre comes up with the rebound. He'll head back the other way. He'll give it off to Pruitt. Pruitt over on the left side, back up to Gregg, head of the key, bottom of the net. The big guy, Jordan Gregg, drains a tray from the top of the key, gives him 11 points. Willie had just left the office. Back we go to Garner. Garner gives off to Moore. Moore over on the last side, gives it up top to Watson. Watson back to Moore. Hanslow wanting to set a pick over on the far side lane. Now he'll pop out to three-point land. He's had a couple of them go short. He'll dish off instead to Moore, and Moore does something he hadn't done yet tonight. That's make a two-pointer. A little semi-hook over on the right side gives Moore 14 points. Paisaw Birds trail by two, 18-16. Going into Greg, Moore there trying to hit it off Greg. The two of them go to the floor. Hanslow comes up with it. Jordan and Addis having fun over there against the bleachers. And the stage side, back to Moore for three, bottom of the net. They have not found a solution for stopping Addis Moore as he's come up with five threes and a two. He's given the Paisaw Birds a 19-18 lead. We'll take a timeout at the 4:35 mark. You're listening to WSMI. In our first game of the night, Ballman from Calhoun and Painter from Litchfield put on quite a bit of shooting exhibition tonight, each over the 30-point mark. And here tonight in game number two, it has been Addis Moore for the Paisaw Birds, draining five threes and a two as he has 17 points midway through quarter number two. For the Toppers, it has been the big guy, Jordan Gregg, after hitting four twos. He's popped in a three here in the second quarter. He has 11 points for HHS. 19-18, Southwestern with the lead. Garner with the shot. It comes up short. He'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. And I believe that one is going to go against, looks like Gavin Matouche is going to get his first. Garner's free throw rolls off the edge of the rim. He'll get another one. Noah, a 6'1 sophomore. As Matouche will have a seat, and Pruitt will come back into the lineup. Garner eyes the second one, tries the second one, catches back iron, kicks off strong. Gregg comes away with a rebound. He'll give it off to Carroll. Back to Pruitt for three. Rolls around, kicks off the rim. 3:40 to go till halftime, 19-18. Paisaw Birds with a one-point lead and the ball. Call out between the circles, being closely guarded there by Andre. He'll give it off to Watson. Watson to Moore. Moore being guarded by Carroll. He'll spin as he goes to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line as he was fouled. And this one is going to go against, I believe that'll be Jace Teakin. Teakin will get his first. As Garner's going to have a seat, Moore's going to have a seat. Gavin Day will enter the lineup for the Paisaw Birds. And Salzman will re-enter the lineup for the green and gold. Inbounds it comes to Hanslow. His shot off the glass a little too hard. And the Toppers come away with it. Pruitt on the dribble in the corner to Carroll. Carroll up top to Teakin. Teakin finds Andre over on the right wing. Andre back up top to Teakin. Now over in the corner it goes to Carroll. Carroll's going to drive into the lane, reverse layup. Nope, will not go. But he's fouled and he'll go shoot two, as I believe this one is going to go against Ryan Hanslow. Hanslow's going to pick up his second. To the free throw line, Landon Carroll, shoot two. He'll eye the first one, try the first one, buy the first one. Gives him 3 points as Garner replaces Hanslow in the lineup and Moore replaces Watson. And Carroll gets ready for free throw number two. Couple three dribbles, bends those knees, eyes it, tries it, and buys it. 4 points on the night for Landon Carroll. He's averaging about 10 a game. And the lead goes back over to Hillsboro, 20-19, as we hit the three-minute mark of the second quarter. Call out between the circles, being guarded there by Andre. He'll swing it over on the wing to Salzman. Salzman looking for Cutter coming through low, not there. Day's open high. He'll give the ball to him in the reverse to Call. Call at the free throw line extended on the left side will dribble back up between the circles. Good aggressive defense by Andre, so Call decides to go to the basket. Oh, had that one rim in, rim out. Toppers come away with the rebound. Teakin says, let's force the issue. Now he'll dish it off to Gregg for three. No, but Gregg gets his own rebound as he was hustling to follow his shot. Good job there for the big guy. Teakin's shot rolls around, won't go down. Garner comes up with the rebound. 2:15 to go till half, 20-19. Toppers with a lead, Birds with the ball. Call walks it up the floor. Got a double screen set up there, one on each side, either Salzman or Garner. He'll go to Day. Day is going to swing the ball around. The 5'10 freshman out there on the floor gives the ball off to Moore. Moore gets a screen from Salzman, dribbles from left to right, and gives it up top to Call. Call wants to drive down the lane, but it's shut off, so he'll come back up top. Now he'll try to spin in the lane. Very congested there. Salzman in the corner. Not there. Day with the rebound. His shot won't go either. The rookie was too wide open, and I think he couldn't believe there wasn't anybody there to go over the top of him. Back the other way go the toppers quickly, and it will be Keaton Pruitt going to the basket and drawing the foul. And this one will go against Noah Garner. Garner will pick up his first. That's the 15th foul on the Piesaw Birds. Pruitt to the line to shoot two. First one, nothing but net. Pruitt has 3 points on the night. He'll get another one right here. Couple three dribbles, spins that ball in his hands, eyes, tries. Nope, can't buy it. That one kicked out. Garner comes up with the rebound. Piesaw Birds, a rather young team. They start two seniors, a junior, and two sophomores, but right now they've got sophomores and freshmen in there. Deluxe, three sophomores and a freshman. Salzman with a spin, drive on the baseline. It won't go, fighting for the rebound. Salzman going to get caught. That was a foul of frustration as he didn't get the shot to go. Then as he tried to get the rebound, he was reaching over the top. Day will take a seat, and Watson will come back into the lineup for the Piesaw Birds. We head down to the final minute of the first half. 21-19, Hillsboro with the lead and the ball. Pruitt on the dribble. Kicks it over on the wing to Andre. Andre will dribble back up top. Look inside. Nobody's there, so he'll drive in there himself. Stop. Popped. It won't go. Moore comes up with the rebound. Back the other way go the Piesaw Birds. Moore between the legs. Gives off to Garner. Garner dishes to Watson. Watson's going to drive into the lane. Stop and pop from 10. It rolls over the rim and in. Jonathan Watson with his first 2 points of the game ties this one up. 21-21. Doesn't stay that way very long, because Jordan Gregg at the other end is left open under the basket. He puts it off the glass and in. 5 1/4, 13 points in the game for Jordan Gregg. Toppers back up by 2, 23-21. Watson looking for cutters as he'll go back up between the circles and reset the offense. Call going out on the right wing, going to come up top, get a pass, and he'll reset the offense and let Watson take his spot on the wing. Into the corner to Salzman for three. Bottom of the net, Brady Salzman. That's the first we've heard from him. But for the Piesaw Birds, that's their sixth tray of the game. Now coming down defensively, the Toppers try to make a move inside. Foul's going to be called on the Piesaw Birds, Noah Garner. He'll have two fouls. Salzman has two. Hanslow has two. To the free throw line to shoot the 1-1, Landon Carroll. His shot's up, rolls around, and finally goes down. Got the shooter's touch on that one as he gets the shot to drop, giving him 5 points in the game. Looking for number six to see if he can break this tie with 1.8 seconds to go. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it, but there's Greg with a rebound off the iron. No good. And as the quarter comes to a close, this one is all tied up. Hillsboro, 24. Southwestern, 24. Back after these messages on WSMI. I guarantee you from get-go to the very end, it's going to be some outstanding games here at Carlinville tomorrow. And, of course, we will have the final two, the girls' championship game and the boys' championship game right here on 106. Hillsboro gets the ball to start the third quarter. They come down, and Landon Carroll decides, nobody going to guard me. I'll stop and pop as he puts one up from about 15 feet out on the right side. Makes it 26-24 in favor of the Toppers. Watson going to try a three. No, instead he'll drive in and then try to find Hanslow. Instead, he finds the outstretched hand of Landon Carroll. Back the other way, Pruitt comes up a little long, a little strong. And so the Piesaw Birds retrieve that ball. They'll head back down the floor. The green and the gold heading from left to right, or to the basket at the south end here in the second half. See if Addis Moore can be as hot on this rim as he was on the one in the first half at the north end. Right now, he's going to dish it off to Watson off the glass. Oh, will not go. Moore with a rebound off the glass, and it goes down. Addis Moore with 19 points ties this one up at 26. Back the other way, it's Teakin up top to Carroll. Carroll's going to dribble to the elbow and then dish it off to Andre. Andre's going to slowly dribble back out front. He'll look into the corner and find Carroll. Carroll back up top to Teakin. They're being very patient. To Greg it goes. Like the way they move the ball and take their time. Very methodical on the offense. To Pruitt. Down the lane. Scoop. Shot blocked. He gets his own rebound and dishes it off to Carroll in the corner for three. Nope. Carroll cannot get the shot to drop. Call gets the rebound. Call's going to go coast to coast, and he's going to get the left-hand layup. E.J. Call, with his fourth point of the game, gives the Piasau Birds a 28-26 lead. Back the other way, it's Teakin in the corner. Thought about a three. Instead, he's going to give it across to Carroll. Carroll wants to go inside to Greg. Greg reaches, got the ball, couldn't get the shot to drop. Piasau Birds come away with the rebound. For Jordan Greg, a shot that wouldn't go, but the fact that he didn't get the foul called, reaching over, is to his benefit. Now Moore going down the left side. He gets tangled up with Greg. They both go to the floor, but before he goes down, Moore gets a shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This foul is going to be called on Jordan Greg. It'll be his first. Moore will eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. Piasau Birds are 0-for-3 from the free throw line tonight. To Pruitt in the corner. Now he's going to try to drive baseline, give the ball off to Carroll. Carroll goes back up top to Andre, who spins into the lane. Dishes it out to Teakin. Teakin's going to try baseline. Moore bumped him. No foul called. They'll give it off to Andre at the 12-foot mark. He's going to try to shoot, but there's Call reaching in and deflecting the ball and drawing the foul. For EJ, that'll be his first foul. And it'll be Hillsboro ball under their own basket. Carroll will trigger as he'll get it out in the corner to Andre. Andre's three, a little short. Hanslow had the rebound, couldn't gain control. Went off of his leg and out of bounds. He's frustrated, but can't fault the effort there. Ryan Hanslow, a 5'9 senior. Into Andre, thought about a three, and then wanted to go into Greg. Greg loses the ball. Back out it goes. Piasau Birds come away with it. Turnover number four on HHS. And the Piasau Birds with a four-point lead. They'll fire a three, and that'll be E.J. Call. It won't go. Greg comes up the rebound. He'll give it up to Pruitt. Keaton will bring it down quickly. Little slide and glide going through the middle as he goes around Watson. Watson says, whoa, Nelly. And Jonathan will pick up personal foul number one. Brock Belliver comes into the lineup as Andre will have a seat for the toppers. Greg gets the inbounds pass. He'll go off the glass. It's no good. Call forcing the issue to Salzman. Back to Call. Lost control of it. Piasau Birds, instead of getting a two-on-one shot, get a fifth turnover of the game. Toppers return the favor by throwing the ball away at the other end. So Call and the Birds will set things up at the 4:50 mark of quarter number three. 30-26 Southwestern with a four-point lead and the ball. They're working inside to get cutters coming out. Now Hanslow will come out to the wing and then go back door to Watson. Oh, Watson almost traveled as he tried to give the ball off to Salzman. It is intercepted by the toppers, and they'll go the other way. Now Watson, for some reason, reaching in for no reason, picking up second foul. Coach Darr not too happy with that. The brain wasn't quite functioning at 100% on that one, as he was about 25 feet away from the basket. No need for the reach in that far away. But nonetheless, Watson has two fouls. And it'll be Belliver as he'll from 15 feet over on the left side. It won't go. Brock Belliver, a 6'2 junior in the lineup. Shot won't go into Piasau Birds with a baseline pass trying to get Moore. Moore saves it from going out of bounds. It gets the ball back to Moore from Hanslow. Hanslow gets the ball back from Moore. So they will play pitch and catch there. Now they'll give it to Call out front. And at the 3:50 mark, they'll try to reset the offense. To Moore it goes. Moore being guarded there by Landon. He'll stop and pop. They'll give him two. Say he was just inside the three-point line there. That'll make it 32-26. And Coach Vanzo says, I need a timeout. As he takes a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the toppers will get the ball. Shot is missed. However, Greg comes up with the rebound, and it's going to be Jonathan Watson picking up his third foul. Well, as we said earlier, he had two of them right in a row that weren't too smart fouls, and this one was just a reach over on the big boy, Jordan Greg, to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. 14 points on the night for Jordan Gregg, the big 6'4 senior. Watson's going to go out, and Noah Garner will replace him in the Southwestern lineup. Gregg gets ready for the second free throw. He'll eye it. He'll try it. Whoa, that one came up a little bit short. He just kind of looks to the sky like, I can't believe I did that. But those things happen from time to time. Still sitting there with a team leading 14 points. Now the topper's going to go full court pressure. Paisaw Birds break it as Moore comes down on the dribble. He picks the dribble up and gives it off to Hanslow. Hanslow with the ball at the 3:15 mark gives the ball off to Call. Call going to dribble down the right side, and then he's going to go back up top. Being guarded closely there by Pruitt, who reached in, got away with it. Call now over to Garner. Garner, the 6'1 sophomore, gives it off to Brady Salzman. Salzman, a 6-foot sophomore. Garner cuts through as Call has the ball to Moore. Moore going to stop and pop from 10, rattles around, won't go down. There's Greg coming away with the rebound. Oh, a long direct pass as he finds Andre going to the hole. Andre was ahead of the crowd. The Paisaw Birds tried to catch up. He'll go to the free throw line as they're going to call this foul on Brady Salzman, and they're going to call it an intentional foul. It'll be Brady's third. It will send Nick Andre to the free throw line. Is he going to shoot two? And the topper's going to get the ball back. First free throw is up and good for the 6'1 junior, Nick Andre, averaging about 15 points a game. That was his first point, and now his second as he makes both free throws. So Andre with two makes it a three-point game. Southwestern 32, Hillsboro 29. Following the intentional foul, the ball will be inbounded by the toppers in front of the stage at midcourt. Pruitt with the ball, gives it over to Andre. Andre looking inside, instead he'll reverse it to Carroll. Carroll to Pruitt, to Greg. Greg gonna go down the side of the lane. Hanslow shuts him off. He'll give the ball off to Pruitt. Pruitt's shot won't go, but there's Carroll to come up with the rebound. He'll go baseline, and he is bumped there. Instead, there's no call, so they'll keep playing ball. Going to the lane was Keaton Pruitt. A little bit too much mustard on that shot as it went off the side of the rim, and the Paisaw Birds come away with it. At the 2:15 mark, Call comes down on the dribble. Paisaw Birds trying to go inside to Moore. His shot won't go, and there's Greg coming up with a rebound. And as he swung around, I think Addis Moore is seeing stars, as they say. Now the topper's going to force the issue and go to the hole. Landon Carroll to the bucket and now to the free throw line. As this foul will be called, I believe, this one will go against Noah Garner. Garner's going to pick up his third. So Watson has three, Salzman has three, and Garner has three for the Paisaw Birds, who don't have that much of a bench. To the free throw line, Landon Carroll. His free throw's up and will not go. He'll get another. After making three in a row in the second quarter, he's now missed the last two. He eyes the second, tries the second, and buys the second. So that's three in the quarter, eight in the game for Carroll. As the toppers have pulled back within two, inside 2 minutes we go. Pruitt's going to get called on the reach-in. That'll be his first. Only the second team foul on Hillsboro in the second half. So the Paisaw Birds, with 1:54 to go here in the third quarter, will inbound, leading by two. 32-30, green and gold over orange and black. Call on the dribble between the circles. Has Garner over here on one wing, has Moore on the other wing. He's going to try to drive in. He'll spin and pick up his dribble in the lane. Gives off to Salzman. Salzman at the head of the key has picked up his dribble, and he doesn't know what he wants to do with it now. Hanslow comes out and saves the day for him. Little dribble drive will go to Call. Call being guarded by Pruitt. Wants to back his way in. Hanslow on the baseline is going through. He's cut off there out in the corner of Garner. He'll pump fake, go into the lane. Shots up, off the rim, no good. Greg coming up with yet another rebound. He's been the man amongst boys out there when it comes to rebounding tonight. Back the other way, it'll go to Carroll for three. Off the iron, no good. Fighting for the rebound out in the corner. It's going to be Garner getting the ball, but his heel stepped on the line. So it's going to be Hillsboro ball with 1:03 to go here in the third quarter. Toppers with a two could tie, with a three take the lead. They'll go for a three. Bottom of the net. Keaton Pruitt with a tray. That is the third three of the game for the Toppers, and it gives them the lead 33-32 against Southwestern. As Moore makes the fake, he got Andre airborne. Andre comes down and draws the foul. On Nick, that'll be his first. It'll be only the third team foul against the Toppers. 46 seconds to go, Hillsboro 33, Southwestern 32. Call with the ball is going to dribble over to the left side. He'll get a screen from Garner, who now gives him another one. Call is trying to go into the lane, long running one-hander from about 14 feet. There's Greg with yet another rebound. He'll go back the other way to Pruitt. His shot is deflected. Call comes up with the rebound. The Paisaw Birds quickly head back to the opposite end. Moore being guarded there closely by Andre. Pixies dribble up, gives the ball off to Call. Call out between the circles with 15 seconds to go. Paisaw Birds trailing by one may play for the final shot of the quarter. Garner almost lost the ball in the corner. Now he's picked up his dribble and he tries to throw it off. He does successfully throw the ball off of Gavin Matus just into the game. So with 3.7 seconds to go, the Paisaw Birds trailing by one will have the ball on the baseline out in the corner. They had a 6-point lead earlier in the quarter, now find themselves trailing by one. Hanslow gets the ball in. It's deflected by the Toppers. They'll go the length of the floor. Pruitt tries a running one-hander in the air. It will not go. After three quarters of play, Hillsboro 33, Southwestern 32. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. It has been nip and tuck pretty much all night long. Paisaw Birds opened up a 6-point lead in the third quarter, but the Toppers came storming back, and they'll take a 1-point lead into quarter number four. Southwestern will get the ball first. E.J. Call dribbles across midcourt. Now he wants to drive down into the lane. It's closed off there by Pruitt, so he'll go to Moore. Moore's going to turn and jump. His shot no good. Watson with a rebound. He'll take a dribble, give it back to Moore for three. This one comes up short. Hanslow over the top. Going to get called for the reach around. And for Ryan, that'll be his third. For the Paisaw Birds, their seventh. So they'll walk the length of the floor. And the Toppers will go to the free throw line. As this looks like it's going to be Matush to the line. No, I'm sorry. It's going to be Jude Bertolino. Bertolino to shoot 1-1. Free throw's up. Free throw's good. Lead is 2 for HHS. 34-32, 7:36 to go, fourth quarter. Bertolino with a second free throw. Takes a deep breath. Two dribbles. Spins the ball. Dips. Eyes it. Tries it. Oh, can't buy it, but there's Greg coming up with the rebound. His shot is blocked. He loses control of the ball, and Moore comes away with it. Not something you'll see very often in that Jordan Greg is going to have the ball stripped away from him under the basket. Moore with the ball. Ooh, almost traveled. And now Hanslow, as he was spinning to get the ball, there was Greg. And the ball is taken away and going the other way. The Paisaw Birds going to commit a foul. And this one, I believe, is going to go against Jonathan Watson. And that's going to be his fourth.
Gary, this is the type of game that has fans scratching their head with some of the hard contact that is let go, and then some of the, we'll call it, not hard contact that is whistled.
So you're saying the thing we may be lacking is consistency?
I didn't say that.
Perhaps. In any event, we're going to have a substitution here as the Paisaw Birds will bring Garner back into the ball game. So it'll be Watson, Garner, and Call, along with Moore and Salzman. So we'll head to the free throw line, and Jace Teakin is going to be shooting 1-1. Paisaw Birds with 8 team fouls. Free throws up, and it's good. He will get another one as Gavin Day will replace Watson in the Paisaw Bird lineup. Watson will have a seat with those four fouls. Jace Teakin has picked up his first point. Let's see if the 6'2 sophomore can double the score on it. Nope, second free throw will not go. Greg goes hard to the ground, and a ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to say last touched by Hillsboro. Southwestern will take a timeout with 7:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-32, Toppers with a lead when we come back on WSMI. Following the timeout, both teams a little reluctant to leave their benches, and as that well might be said, they've been putting a lot out on the floor and they needed a little bit of the rest. Should be Paisaw Bird's ball if they ever get out on the floor to take it. Coach Darr is taking every second that he can to give instructions to the Paisaw Birds, who will inbound at the 7:08 mark here in the fourth quarter. 35-32, Hillsboro with a 3-point lead. Gavin Day, the freshman, to inbound. He'll get it into Moore. Addis being guarded by Nick Andre, as the Toppers playing some very aggressive man-to-man defense. I mean, they're flying all over the place. Moore stops and pops from 12, and it's good. Addis Moore with his 25th point of the night makes it a 35-34 game. Toppers with the ball in a one-point lead. Pruitt beyond the three-point line gives the ball to Greg. Greg decides he's going to try to take Hanslow inside, and instead he'll dish off, shots up, and rolls around and finally goes down. And that came from Nick Andre. And for Andre, he's picked up his first field goal of the game, giving the Toppers a three-point lead. Moore has a lot of company wherever he goes, and now Dar calls timeout to try to avoid the turnover. He'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break as well. 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter, 37-34, Toppers with the lead. Piasaw Birds with the ball when we come back on WSMI. And so the Piasaw Birds have the ball following the timeout. But that was a wise call by Coach Jason Darr, because it looked like Addis Moore was in a world of hurt. He was in a triple team. Two Toppers in the sideline made it a triple team for him. Call with the ball to Salzman. Salzman thought about a three. He's being guarded over there by Jude Bertolino. Now Salzman's going to go into the lane. And we're going to have a foul called against the Toppers. I believe this is going against Nick Andre. And I think Nick's probably as surprised as I am on the call, but it was away from the ball. And the Piasaw Birds will inbound under their own basket. Tekin's going to get a break as Carroll will re-enter the lineup for HHS. Inbounds pass comes into Hanslow. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll give it up to Call. Call to Salzman over on the left wing. Salzman looking to go down in the corner. Now inside, not there. He's going to dribble in and then give off to Call. Baseline jumper, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It's batted away, and Jude Bernalino just in the right place at the right time. He comes away with it. Now the Topper's going to force the issue, go inside. Now back outside to Pruitt. His shot won't go on a rebound. Push and a shove by Jude Bertolino. Everybody in the stands wearing black and orange disagrees with that, but I think Jude knows he would have had a two-minute misconduct in hockey. In any event, the Piasaw Birds bring the ball down the floor, and it'll be Call with the ball. Looked for the back door cut with Watson. It's not there. Hanslow skips on the three. Instead, he'll give the ball up to Call. Fighting for the rebound. They're going to say it was last touched by the Toppers. And we got a timeout here to tie a shoe. 5:31 to go, fourth quarter. Toppers still clinging to that three-point lead, 37-34. They led by three after one. We were tied at 24 at the half. After three quarters, Toppers were up by one. A very low-scoring fourth quarter. As Salzman pops a three, it won't go. The Piasaw Birds have but one field goal and 2 points here in the fourth quarter. The Toppers have but one field goal and a couple of free throws, but they have a three-point lead as we approach the five-minute mark. Up top, it'll go to Carroll. Now over on the wing to Pruitt. Pruitt looks up top to Andre. Andre thought about a three. Instead, he'll dish it over to Carroll on the right side. Looking for Greg inside. He's posting up low. He'll spin and shoot on Hanslow. It goes off the rim. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Andre, he'll get the shot to drop and go to the free throw line to attempt to complete a three-point play. There was a situation where determination made the play. Nick Andre just went in there hard and strong for the rebound. He got the shot to drop. He'll get the free throw, and it's good as well. So the three-point play by Nick Andre gives him 5 1/4, gives him 7 points for the game, gives the Toppers a five-point lead. That foul went against Brady Salzman, which will be his fourth. So the Piasaw Birds are in some foul trouble, to say the least. Watson has four. Salzman has four. Garner has three. Hanslow has three. Call has the ball. He throws it into a crowd. Luckily for the Piasaw Birds, it comes back out. Salzman now going to post up against Greg. He'll spin, go through, off the glass, and good. Nice play by the 6-foot sophomore as he got around, over, under, and through Jordan Greg for the 2 points. Makes it a 4-point game halfway through quarter number four. However, Landon Carroll says, let's don't settle for that. We're not going to sit on the ball. We're going to pop a three. First three of the game for Carroll. His 11th point of the game makes it 43-36 HHS over SWHS. Addis Moore from the free throw line answers with two, giving Addis 27 points on the game. Makes it a five-point ball game. Inside 3:45 we go. Carroll shot from there a while ago. Inside this time, he says, let's pull it out, work it around a little bit. Topper's doing a good job getting the ball into high post. Greg, he'll kick it back up top to Carroll. They'll reset with 3:33 showing on that fourth quarter clock. Bring it up top to Pruitt. Pruitt's going to drive down the lane, kick it out in the corner to Bertolino. Bertolino's shot is long and strong. Moore comes away with it for the Piesaw Birds. He'll go coast to coast, step through, off the glass, no good. There's Carroll coming up, or excuse me, Greg coming up with yet another rebound. What a man rebound tonight. Jordan Gregg has come up with more than his share of rebounds tonight, and he's big man on campus for HHS.
Basketball's a funny game, Gary. All the incredible shots Addis Moore has made tonight, and the breakaway layup is what he misses.
He couldn't get the shot to drop when he needed it the most. 3:11 showing on the fourth quarter clock. Hillsboro 43, Southwestern 38. Back after this one message on WSMI. Well, you know when the game's over, they'll look at the scorebook and they'll look for points scored. But one of the stats that doesn't show up on the scorebook is the number of key rebounds. And time again tonight, Jordan Gregg has run from one end of the floor to the other, dominating the boards, and that's a key factor in this five-point lead for the Toppers.
He is such a phenomenal athlete for his size. I mean, when you look at him, you wouldn't think he has the quickness and the foot speed and the agility that he does, but he has all those things.
Well, first time I saw it was on the football field, and he made a believer out of me.
You called him Gronk, right?
Well, but he had tremendous hands in football, and he's got the same here in basketball. And right now, as we hit the three-minute mark, Toppers have the ball and a five-point lead. They're going to get a little bit more patient right now. They'll swing it across to Pruitt. No, Pruitt says, I got three. Bottom of the net. Hey, Mr. Announcer, don't you call me patient. I see a shot I like. I take it. And he does there to increase the Topper lead to 46-38. Just when you thought they were going to put it in the basket and say, hey, let's put it away. Now Moore back the other way. Oh, he's trying to hit Salzman inside. Pass is deflected. Goes up off the backboard, and there's Landon Carroll. 11 points on the game for Landon Carroll, but a big rebound there. 2-2-2 now on that fourth quarter clock. The Toppers have swelled that lead to 8 points. It's 46-38. Teakin with the ball, gives it off to Andre. Andre says, I'll go down the lane. Call reaches in, got away with it. Ball is deflected. That's only the sixth turnover I have against the Toppers. Back the other way, Moore misses the layup. And it's Call fighting for the rebound, but there's Jordan Gregg. And when Gregg has the ball, you're not going to get it. And he simply protects it. One thing I appreciate about there, he protected the ball, but he didn't flail the elbows, and he could really inflict some pain.
Oh, yeah, and that would be an offensive foul, obviously. But he was quick off the floor there, Gary. That ball was deflected off the backboard twice, and he was able to get up that second time to secure that board.
And so Gregg now gets the benefit of being fouled at the other end. He'll walk the length of the floor to shoot two shots. First one's up, and the first one's good. And Gregg now has 15 points. As we said, he's been averaging about 15 points a game, and he's right there now. He'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He'll buy the second one. That one was a baby shot. I mean, it rattled, 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 and finally went through. At the 2:02 mark of quarter number four, the Toppers have opened up a 10-point lead, 48-38, Hillsboro over Southwestern. Back after these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, I don't want to get ahead of myself, and I don't dare do that.
But you're about to?
But if the Hillsboro Hilltoppers hang on and win this ball game and move into the championship game, we're going to have some tall timber inside tomorrow night.
Oh, boy, that's exactly right. Bring your lunch pail. Jordan Gregg, obviously, for the Toppers, and then Ben Eberlin and Corey Nelson. Eberlin 6'8", Nelson 6'7". And it's a different type of height, isn't it, Gary? They are long and lanky. Jordan Gregg is the opposite of long and lanky, but all three of them are great athletes.
And, of course, I wouldn't know anything about that kind of height. I'd be looking up to those guys from the get-go, but let's do first things first here. The Piesaw Birds say, hey, wait a minute. We have Addis Moore, and he's popped a few threes. He can get us back into the ballgame quickly.
Hillsboro opened this up quickly, Gary. It wasn't that long ago Southwestern had the lead.
A six-point lead in the third quarter, and then it's just kind of the fortunes have reversed. Now Call for three. A little long, a little strong, coming up with the rebound. And there it is, Watson coming up with the rebound. Salzman is going to get called for an offensive foul as he was backing his way in. And he kind of slammed the ball, but I'll tell you what, I think you got your money's worth out of that one, young man.
Slam the defender first.
Yeah. Well, for Brady, that's going to be his fifth foul, so I can understand his frustration on that. He will end the night with 5 points as he was trying to see if he could get inside, looking for the 2-1 to see if he could get the shot to drop and get a three-point play. But I believe
they call it technical?
Well, they may have, with him slamming the ball like he did after the foul.
Our buddy Lane says, yep, he got teed up.
All right, I can tell by the smile on Lane's face there was another technical in the house.
And Lane has more than met his quota for technical fouls the last 2 days.
And Keaton Pruitt hits the first free throw, gives Keaton 10 points on the night. He'll get another one. It's up, but it's good as well.
Gary, some technical fouls, as you know, can kind of get a team jump-started. That was not one of those technical fouls. Now you're down 12, and Hillsborough has the ball.
And some people are saying, hey, why weren't they shooting free throws for the foul? But that was a player control foul,
yep.
So there were no shots on that foul. It was the technical, which gave Hillsborough two shots and the ball. And now Addis Moore comes up with a foul trying to stop the clock. And it'll put Jace Teakin to the free throw line. Over the limit of the Paisaw Birds, everything will be two-shot fouls the rest of the night.
Now the Calhoun Warriors have seen enough, Gary. They are exiting their perch from the lower bleachers here, and they will get on the bus and make the long trek home and come back tomorrow night for the championship game for what it looks like will be against the Hilltoppers.
Well, I hope they don't close the Joe Page Bridge down because there's going to be a lot of traffic coming back over here tomorrow night from there. Long three-pointer by Moore. This one's no good. With 95 seconds to go, 52-38, the Toppers have opened up a very comfortable lead in what was a very closely played ball game for three quarters. But here in the fourth quarter, the Paisaw Birds trying to foul, and they won't call. Now, Call does get the foul called. It'll be his third, and it is Keaton Pruitt who said, hey, would you mind calling that a little bit sooner? I'd like to keep my eye teeth in there if I could. He'll go to the free throw line. As soon as he gets the cobwebs shook out, he'll shoot two. He'll eye the first one. He'll try the first one. He'll buy the first one. So for Keaton Pruitt, averaging about 12 points a game, he has 11. He's looking for his average right here. Point number 12, waiting. He's going to have to wait a little longer as that one comes up a little bit short, but the Toppers come away with the rebound. Pruitt with the ball. Down in the corner, he'll go to Carroll. They'll play keep away, getting it over on the other side to Andre. Andre to Teakin. Teakin's going to be fouled by Call. EJ will pick up his fourth. Jace Teakin. He is 3-for-4 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. That's the extent of his points. The 6'2 sophomore will shoot two right here. First one comes up a little bit short. 1-1-1 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-38. The number two-seeded Hillsborough Hilltoppers with the comfortable lead. Second free throw crawls around and finally goes in for Jace Teakin. And now it's 54-38. Paisaw Birds trying to get down the floor quickly. Moore being guarded there by not one, but two toppers. His shot goes off the rim. And there's Greg coming up with a rebound. He has his pocket pick. And Moore misses his second point-blank bunny. And as you were saying, Addis Moore hits from all over the three-point land, but he's missed two or three gimmies here in the fourth quarter. Very frustrated young man.
The game can frustrate you like that.
And having a seat, Landon Carroll is going to get a good round of applause there. Jordan Gregg also having a seat, and Nick Andre, as Coach Joe Vanzo allowing a couple of his starters to get a good round of applause.
Well, this got opened up quickly, Gary. It's a 16-point game all of a sudden.
Hard to believe how quickly the fortunes can turn. Noah Garner is going to come back in the lineup. Gavin Day is going to come back in the lineup. And it looks like Kale Schuckman going to come in the ball game as well. And I believe I see Andrew Simmons, the 5'2 sophomore out there for the Paisaw Birds. Dylan Smale on the dribble. A little dribble drive for the Toppers as they're going to take their time and be very patient. Brock Belliver with the ball now. He'll give the ball off to Drake Vogel, a 5'7 freshman. Vogel going to stop and pop, and he'll get the shot to drop. Drake Vogel gets his first 2 points of the game, first 2 points of the tournament, I do believe, as they're getting ready for a championship game tomorrow night. Gavin Day is going to dribble down, and he's going to be fouled driving to the basket.
It'll be a busy day for Hillsboro fans, Gary. They'll head over to Riverton at 2 for the Lady Toppers as they will play for the Riverton Holiday Tournament Championship against Porta. Then back over to Carlinville to come for the Toppers and Calhoun.
Could be a very good day for Hilltopper fans tomorrow. Noah Garner to the basket. His shot will not go. Day comes up with a rebound. He has the ball stripped. He gets the ball back, takes a couple of dribbles, and they're going to call a double dribble on him. And the Toppers are going to inbound with 6.4 seconds to go, leading in this one 56-38. It will be an 18-point lead for or a victory for the Toppers. A game in which they had but a one-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Our final score, Hillsboro 56, Southwestern 38. We'll be back to recap after these messages on WSMI.